Grace and peace to you in God, who is mystery, who is incarnation, who is spirit. Amen. Ephatha, be opened, Jesus said. In this story, Jesus heals a man who is deaf and cannot speak. It is an interesting story, a really earthy story, with Jesus putting his fingers in his ears and putting saliva on his tongue. And that curious phrase, be opened. But for me, this story of healing is overshadowed by the one that comes before it. The story in which Jesus encounters a bold Syrophoenician woman and calls her a dog. The story which is one of two places in Mark's gospel in which a woman speaks. The story in which it is Jesus whose ears and heart are opened. Ephatha. Jesus is in Gentile country in a place called Tyre. He seems to have come to rest, to get away from the constant crowds. He has just fed 5,000 people, and now they are following, always there, relentless in their needs. And so Jesus sneaks away to a house in Tyre. And right away, a local woman finds him there and begs him to make her daughter well. Perhaps Jesus is exasperated at the interruption. He immediately others her, going along with the cultural assumption that for him, a Jewish man, she is an outsider. It's as if he can't see her over the internal barrier that says, this is an outsider, a foreigner, not one of us. Jesus says, let the children, meaning the Jews, the children of Israel, be fed first. It is not right to take the children's food and give it to the dogs. And the woman doesn't miss a beat, but answers right back, sir, even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs. She seems to expect that wall of separation between them, but she's not having it. She is not about to go along with this insider-outsider setup, not if it gets in the way of her daughter's healing. Her need is too great. Pastor Barbara Lundblad once gave a sermon in which she imagines what this unnamed Syrophoenician woman might say if given the chance to speak about the events. In her words, I caught Jesus' words that day and threw them right back. Sir, even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs. I wasn't trying to be clever. I was speaking from my own experience. In our house, dogs got to eat. I know that sometimes my daughter dropped more than a few crumbs on purpose. Here's what I was saying to Jesus. We feed the dogs, and you should feed my daughter. You should heal her. Jesus handed me a put down, and I tossed him a metaphor of inclusion. Here's what I think he heard. He heard me speaking the truth. The children had been fed first. I don't want to brag, but I think this was a turning point in Jesus' ministry. My encounter with Jesus changed both of us. Jesus was converted that day to a larger vision of the commonwealth of God. I like to think that I was his teacher. Ephatha, be opened. That day it was Jesus whose ears were opened, whose walls of separation came down. This story is a turning point in Mark's gospel, from which time Jesus begins to open his mission to include all people, not only Jews. And for me, it's helpful to remember, I mean, Mark's was the first gospel written, the earliest one. And in that early church, one of the most contested, most important discussions they had was, do you have to be a Jew to follow Jesus? Do the Gentiles, are they part of this or not? Or do they have to be Jewish to be part of this? And so I think Mark is still kind of working out or talking to people who are still working out this question. And that's where this story comes in. It's an uncomfortable story for me. I don't know about you. Especially if we expect Jesus to be perfect and unchangeable, which doesn't sound very human to me. We want Jesus to be human, to know our experience, to teach us how to live as human, but we don't want him to be too human. We don't want him to make mistakes and learn from them, to discover the fullness of his mission as he encounters new people and has new experiences. Many of us have been taught that God is omniscient and unchangeable, and that Jesus kind of was part of that whole thing even while he was human. But that's not always what the Bible tells us. In Hebrew scripture, God changes God's mind in response to encounters with particular humans, as in the first lesson we read today. The Hebrew people have been in the wilderness for some time, and they come to Mount Sinai, and Moses goes up on the mountain to speak with God. Moses is gone a long time, and the people become very anxious. Has Moses abandoned them? Is God still taking care of them? So they take matters into their own hands and create a golden idol. And friends, isn't that when we create those idols, when we become too anxious and it's too hard to wait on God? When God sees it, God tells Moses, "Go down at once. Your people, who you brought out of Egypt, have acted perversely. They have been quick to turn aside from the way that I commanded them. Now let me alone so that my wrath may burn hot against them and I may consume them. And of you I will make a great nation." But Moses argues with God. "God, what will the nations think if you destroy your people who you brought out of Egypt? Remember your promises to Abraham and relent." And God changes God's intentions toward the unfaithful people. God forgives them and continues in God's covenant with them. There are other places, a story with Abraham, with Jonah, when God relents from punishing Nineveh, places where it says God relents, God changes God's mind. So too, Jesus learns from and is changed by the people that Jesus is in relationship with. So, is there good news in all of this? I struggled to find good news in this story, but here is what I heard. Jesus' encounter with this Gentile woman reminds us that Jesus is able to meet us just where we are. It reminds us of his compassion and willingness to be moved by our needs, our prayers, our hopes. It's okay to challenge Jesus, to say, "Hear me now," and then to trust that even if the response to prayer isn't just what we've asked for, we can know we've been heard. "Ephatha," Jesus says, "be opened. Be open to me as I am to you, to be in a true relationship of love and trust." And finally, this story reminds us of God's tenacious, living, and active mission to bring love and salvation to all the world. This is the same mission to which we, the church, are called, to move beyond any paradigms of insider and outsider and realize that all are welcomed in God's love. As followers of Jesus, we too are always being opened, sometimes in surprising ways, to God's never-ending love, compassion, and mercy for all. We are always being called to encounter the stranger, the other, and to remove the separation, to bring them inside the circle where together we know God's love. Thanks be to God. Amen.